Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and I'll be talking with you every week about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is buckwheat, known in Europe, especially Russia, as kasha, and as soba in Japan. As kasha, buckwheat is roasted, then can be sautéed with onions and an egg. As soba, the Japanese have ground buckwheat into a flour to make noodles, which are then eaten in a soy sauce broth, similar to ramen. Of course, most people in this country are familiar with buckwheat flour in the form of pancakes. Although buckwheat appears like a grain, botanically, it's in a different family than wheat or rice, rather belonging to the rhubarb or dock family. Buckwheat is certainly valuable from a nutrition standpoint, as even though it can be used in place of wheat in noodles, it contains no gluten, so it can be eaten by wheat-sensitive or allergic people. Remember to read the label if a wheat-sensitive person is to be served soba noodles, as most soba contains wheat. Only some soba noodles are 100% buckwheat. Likewise, for buckwheat pancakes, always check the ingredients if you need to avoid wheat. In addition to what buckwheat doesn't have, as in gluten, buckwheat is remarkable for what it does have, namely protein. In fact, if we look at the amino acids, or building blocks of protein, buckwheat has twice the amount of lysine compared to wheat, which puts buckwheat closer to eggs in relation to this valuable amino acid, eggs being considered to be an almost perfect protein food. Buckwheat also stands out compared to other grains by containing a large amount of bioflavonoids, especially rutin, which is known to keep the arteries strong and flexible, and decreases the likelihood clots will form, thereby preventing heart attacks and stroke. Some Japanese nutritionists contend buckwheat is especially good for cold climates, like in Maine, especially for vegetarians, who make it cooler from lack of animal food. Beyond nutrition, buckwheat is even good for the soil, which it is grown in, as it returns valuable nutrients to the soil. On top of this, buckwheat can grow in otherwise poor soil, and because its growing cycle is only 75 days, it can be grown in more northern areas where the growing season may not be very long. Well, this has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.